It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, we all sound so happy to be up at this
time. Hey, I'm happy.
Hello.
Yeah, me too, for sure.
Really?
Of course. I couldn't be happier.
I'm sure you are.
There's nowhere else I'd rather be.
Morning.
There's no other time I'd rather wake up.
Than this time.
Yes.
Yes.
For sure. If I could wake up at like...
earlier,
5 in the morning.
No?
Oh, wow. Kahit kung pwede nga sana 4 a.m. every day.
Yeah.
Kahit weekends. Para masaya.
I would love
diba?
That.
You make the most out of your days.
Sarcasm in the morning. Breakfast. Sarcasm for breakfast.
Apparently, sarcasm goes well with bacon.
Yeah, it does. Ay, bacon. All right. Okay, so this is a little homage to our friend Delamar.
What?
No, because okay.
Again, this
so
is
it's
not
an
fair.
American topic.
No. Trust me, it's not. For a change, Mons was saying, since sobrang hilig ni Del sa Uber facts, let's do the top 10 pack na facts.
Pack na facts. I like it.
Yung mga pack na pack na facts.
Na facts.
Diba? So, yung mga
random
did you know.
Factoids.
Yung mga ganun. And remember like what we do for like
San Miguel flavored beer.
Yeah.
We give them fantastic trivia.
Actually, you can go ahead and Google it or go to those.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Pero
not...
sana yung totoo, ha?
Na yung totoo dapat. Diba? Like yung, diba yung mga, those really fun facts that we get.
Yeah.
All the time that people might not know.
Like,
that would be fun.
So example. Like the one from Uber Facts.
Yeah.
Did you know that bees' testicles explode after, you know?
Okay.
Not figuratively.
No.
Like,
it
literally.
Explodes.
No, literally.
After
like they can't take it.
And you know, we are biologically predisposed to fall asleep after SEX.
And dolphins are the only ones who have casual sex.
Yeah. Other than animals.
Other than people. Yeah.
So yung mga ganun, yung mga pack
promiscuous dolphins.
Diba? So it will be fun. Para naman meron tayong a little information.
Because we all know that this show is so educational.
I know, right? So there you go.
It's the most educational show.
Of course.
Yeah, super educational.
At least in the morning.
No. Educational.
That's my pet peeve. It's the most educational show.
So today we will educate you.
We will educate you.
You
know, word for the day.
No.
We will educate you. And with the educational facts.
Yes. Trying individual.
We will give you.
Individual.
Yeah. We will give you individual pet. Education.
Education. For everybody.
Say edu.
Individual education.
So edumansan.
Latinoro.
Yes, exactly.
Si edumansan.
So para
okay.
Ano?
Correct.
Individual education na tinuro sa atin galing kay si Uber Facts.
Si Uber Facts. Okay.
All right, that's what we're doing today.
We are doing the top 10.
Pack na facts.
Okay, so if you want to join us, key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Just make sure you include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag pack na facts.
It's the morning rush!
Everybody, good morning. This is Del in for the news this July 11, 2013. The news. In a bid to decongest roads, authorities are planning a new number coding scheme system that would ban each car from metro roads not once, but twice a week. Collective groan. The Metro Manila Development Authority, or the MMDA, is looking into the possibility of implementing a four-digit number coding scheme. Make that number coding system. And that's according to Chairman Francis Tolentino, who guessed it on HOT,
yes.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Now, this means that every day, cars with plate numbers ending in 4 assigned digits will not be allowed on certain hours on metro roads. The new policy thus broadens the coverage of an existing 2-digit ban on cars, usually from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. According to Tolentino, in a text message to Yahoo Southeast Asia, quote, the road space rotationing system is meant to address the urban travel phenomenon. If implemented in Manila, cars with plate numbers ending in the following digits will be covered by the ban on specific days. 1, 2, 3, 4 on Mondays, 5, 6, 7, 8 on Tuesdays, 9, 0, 1, 2 on Wednesdays, 3, 4, 5, 6 on Thursdays again, 7, 8, 9 on Fridays.
Boo!
Yeah.
You know what?
Man, what 2 days of the week? Kailan mo pagagamitin yung kotse?
This, oh nga eh, parang gusto. This is the time where we input our own, like. Because I read about this yesterday on Twitter.
Yeah,
and
I
like,
saw it.
Seriously, I mean, okay, like, even if you just look at EDSA, did you see that photo that was posted yesterday? It kind of went semi-viral.
Yeah.
Like, where there was absolutely no traffic from Reliance going towards, like, Mega Mall.
Yeah.
But right before, there was traffic just because of buses.
Yeah.
And like you could really see the effect of how many cars were piled up because, you know, buses were just going left and right on all the lanes on EDSA.
And then you see, the you know, a lot of MMDA there with
not
the buses.
Not doing anything.
And they're not really...
Yeah.
And they have this, like, meron silang parang stick that they sort of like... it's almost like a cursory... but nothing really.
Nothing happens.
Yeah, and the buses were just like... Well, they'll just move like a few inches...
It's true.
No, because it's true. Sometimes it's not always
the
just sheer volume.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's because, you know, it's bad management.
You know what?
It's road management.
To be completely honest, it's driver education.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure traffic would still be a little bad if everybody knew how to drive properly. Yeah. Because obviously, like this, like you said, the sheer volume of the cars on the roads, but it'd be so much better. So much better. Saka parang, you get taxed na nga for your car. It gets taken away pa from you 2 times a week.
And for the work week, you use it 3 times.
Actually,
and
that's true.
It.
And right. It's not like our mass transit is, you know, effective enough to be able to, for everyone to use.
Exactly.
And someone tweeted me yesterday na okay lang yan, hindi pa rin mag-work yan kasi most people naman have 2 cars. Not really.
Not really.
Well, the ones who are rich will get away with it.
Mm-mm.
And it really punishes the ones in the middle.
Yeah.
I think well, one, yeah, address the traffic situation, how the buses are.
Yeah.
I mean, they are a huge source of what's congesting the roads. Because it only takes 2 buses to create a bottleneck.
Yeah. It really does.
Even
going to Makati.
Even on a weekend, like on a Sunday morning.
Right. Even on a Yala,
for
example.
Alam mo, may sa may Guadalupe, yung parang may funeral, whatever.
Yeah.
Dun. Now, once they pile up, it really starts to
nobody
cause
starts to move. Certain even on Shaw.
Certain areas.
Oh.
Like yung, the Manuela area.
Yeah,
saka problema talaga is, balasuba sila eh. Like, even if you honk your horn at them,
they don't care.
Non-stop, they won't move.
And like I said, even the MMDA people can't really get them to move their butt. They won't. They won't leave there.
Right.
Like I said, they have, the backers, story behind that is that they have backers. That's why they don't really get caught doing
they're mostly,
anything.
They're mostly... owned by
people in
military,
power. Yeah.
You know, so.
They were saying that there should be only 3,000 buses.
Yeah, and there's like
flying,
6, 7.
Yeah, 6 or 7. And they can't do anything about it because these are owned by people in power.
And who gets punished? The private sector.
Yeah.
The private sector. I don't even know if this is constitutional.
I know.
Because it's your property. And you can't allow.
Actually,
you're not
right.
Allowed. Because this was the first arguments against the number coding scheme when it started.
To begin with.
Although, something comes to mind in Greece, for example. Mm. You can't drive in
because of the haze.
Yeah, Athens, is it?
Yeah, Athens.
Really?
Yeah, you can't drive in the city. All cars are outside.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
We adopted our number coding from them.
From them.
Because they had to because like...
Oh, because the pollution
became almost
was so
like,
bad.
Remember when Singapore had the haze? Only for them, there's no forest fire. The pollution scale was off the charts. So
Leonidas would have been disappointed.
I mean, I understand that Chairman Francis Tolentino is really trying to solve the situation.
But I
that much is clear.
Yeah, but I don't think this is the way to solve it.
And sometimes, maybe that's not the source.
Yeah, my question
is... addressing the wrong source.
The question is it really the private cars that are causing traffic?
Yeah.
And if so, maybe you should go like, well, if you have a car and there are three passengers at least,
yeah,
you can use your car.
Right.
Because you still, I mean, even, do you remember the movie Singles?
Yeah.
One of the things that was being put forth by this guy was traffic is made difficult by the individual in a car. One person, one car. But if you make the transport system efficient enough, most people will park their cars in like, you know...
Somewhere.
Take the tram or the train or whatever. And they would rather not drive.
I would. Yeah. I would do that. Like, for instance, like whenever we're in Singapore or Hong Kong, yeah. I don't mind
Because, like, imagine, from your house...
I actually enjoy it.
From your house, how do you get to the train? And from the nearest MRT station here to work, well, okay, like, let's just imagine now, from your house, you have to take, I don't know, I don't even know what you have to take just to get to the MRT station, because I don't think public transportation passes there.
Yeah.
Whether it be a Jeep or a bus or anything like that.
Because remember in Hong Kong, what they do is they have these condo complexes.
Yeah.
And what happens is there's a bus designed
to bring people to,
you know,
to the MTR.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And what happens is people go down their condos.
Yeah.
They take the bus. And that bus is specific. All those people will be brought to an MRT at MTR station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's so efficient that people don't
feel
any.
And then, like here, buses stop everywhere. Everywhere. Wala namang bus stop dito eh.
Well, the one I would like is this based on facts?
Yeah.
Do we know for sure the traffic is caused by, like, how many people
like sheer
are flying.
Volume.
Yeah.
Because that's true. I mean, even if you were to argue that, okay, we cut the number of cars on the road by half. But like we said, sometimes there are, like on a Sunday, it's really true. Sometimes we have our family dinner in Makati. From Quezon City. And it's traffic along that leading into the Manuela area. Only because
Star
the buses
Mall
are
siya ngayon.
All,
yeah. Star okay, Mall na siya ngayon. Early 90s pa yung Manuela.
They're all like, clogging the entire stretch.
Just because they're trying to get into that little...
Exactly.
No, when they could have just lined up...
And then it's traffic all the way like in the White Plains area.
In the White Plains area,
and you're thinking like, okay, there are no cars on a Sunday.
Yeah.
It's
so
just
it's
the
traffic.
Sheer... So it's still traffic.
So
maybe you're addressing the wrong thing.
I think that if the MMBA could prove that like there are too many, 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 many cars, I mean, that to the point that it's really congesting it. Because the way we see it, it's not that.
Yeah.
But then what do we know? We only know...
Our experience.
Our experience. And you only drive from here to your house. I mean, very limited. We don't know other parts of the city. Mm-hmm. I hope that the MMDA could come up with a scheme supported by facts.
Yeah.
Then people might be able to get on board with it. But until then, this is not going to make people happy.
Even then, let's say for, as an argument that it really is that... Even if we cut it down, if they don't improve the other part of driver education, and seriously, the buses, if nobody can curb the behavior of the buses, for what?
Yeah.
Even if we What's get the all the cars off the road, if the buses still create
If the
havoc,
buses still, yung gumaharang pa rin sila. Kasi what happens is, instead of like forming like a long line, they cut into the leftmost lane and then, they just cut into the right.
Even Pasay.
Yeah.
Remember going leading
you
it,
see
that little...
You see it everywhere.
Going to Moa.
You really see it everywhere.
I guess suffice it to say that the MM, to at least to the MMDA, we're not on board.
Yeah. Or baka naman there, ano...
We're not on board kasi coding tayo. So, we can't get on board.
I'm thinking, maybe the reason why they do that is maybe he's just working with what he can.
Yeah,
na parang
I agree.
He's picking the lesser evil.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe
they can't control the buses.
Maybe because they can't. Oh, but that's just not fair. Well, but then again, life isn't fair.
We'll see what happens.
Ugh.
I guess it's going to create a lot of water cooler conversations, this new scheme.
I think it boils down rin talaga to education. I mean...
Education.
No, seriously, like driver education? Because like,
not only that, it's more than just driver's education. One, zoning. Schools, hospitals should not be, and malls, should not be near... Like,
clustered together.
Sorry, but LaSalle, for example.
Yeah.
how many kids get dropped off? One kid, one car.
Yeah.
And in other parts of the world, they have zoning. Mm. You can't have the school in the middle of a like. You don't put a mall and a
busy
school.
Area. Yeah.
So close together. I mean, urban planning needs to be addressed.
Aside from LaSalle, you've got Savior and Ica a little further down the road. You've got a hospital right there,
exactly.
Cardinal.
You have Green Hills
you
there.
Have Green Hills, the mall.
So, I mean, we're going to...
You have JT's Manukan.
You're opening a can of worms, in other words. There are too many reasons why traffic is bad.
Yeah.
Well...
But I don't know. And this is just not fair. Or siguro kung gawin nila to, dapat wala ng tax yung pagbili ng kotse. Hindi, kasi diba, if you think about it, why pay for something you can't use?
Yeah.
Well, the argument will be, you can use it 5 days out of the week.
Oh, then lessen the taxes.
Lessen the taxes, maybe. I don't know. Mm. Of course, we still have to work within the law.
Of course, they'll have it approved pa naman.
Yeah.
It's not, you know.
But if you don't agree with this new coding scheme, please tell the MMDA. Feel free to tweet them.
Yeah. Daming backlash na to.
No. Maraming baklush. That's the news and a whole lot of opinion on the side. It starts off our Thursday together right here on Manila's Hottest, RX 93.1.
TMR,
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1.
Oh my gosh, what people are saying about the first newscast.
Yeah.
Well, here's...
We're flooded.
We're flooded. Here's one from Tyler.
Okay.
An American who has his opinion on how... Why it's the way it is.
It is.
Yeah.
In the Philippines. He was saying it's not just driver education. Have you guys ever lined up to board a flight going to Manila from Japan? Manila gate is always chaotic. Other gates, orderly fashion. It's true.
It's actually true.
That's true.
I must say. Because from Maldives,
we
were like walking in a very long, like in KL. A very long, parang, you know,
where
the gates are on their left side and
right
side.
Right, the aisle.
And as we were walking, many gates were actually boarding. And we were like, let me guess. That one is the Manila gate. Because there was one gate na extra haba nung pila. Extra
gulo. Right.
Yeah. And it was true. It was the one going to Manila.
And people were saying, even if we do this coding scheme, if discipline is the way it is, it still won't
change.
Oh my gosh.
So, actually, also, like Raymond was saying, guys... You see, it provoked you into discussing traffic. Maybe this was Tolentino's motive all along for us to talk about it. I don't know. I don't think it's just
that. No, plus also, like, you know how, like, I think a lot of people who are in power, they get the, hoy, ayusin mo nga yung traffic, traffic. So they're like, they just need to do something.
Something.
And they might not be doing the right thing, pero on their part, they're
at least
probably
they did
thinking,
something,
well, okay. Let's just do something so that at least people know that we're...
Nakakahiya lang talaga because we're known for that.
Yeah.
And other nationalities.
And you know what I don't understand? There's like... Here... Para kunwari, like may mga pila or whatever. Mm. We rarely follow the rules.
Yeah.
No, even...
But the minute you're...
In another country, right? You'll follow.
I think it's really more of lack of fear. I'm sorry, like, if this is a bad way to put it, but... Maybe because when we're in a different country, like Singapore, kunwari, or whatever.
Mahuli ka talaga.
Takot ka mahuli.
Tsaka, they don't care who you are.
Oh. Yeah. And there's really no getting away from it. It doesn't, like, your last name doesn't come into play.
Yeah.
Whoever you know doesn't come into play.
Right.
So
no,
there's really that fear of, you know, getting caned or getting imprisoned. But here, kasi para it's more of like, there's always a way out.
Pakiusap.
No, just...
Pasensya.
Recently, somebody was just saying, nakakapagod talaga mag-drive sa States kasi dun sinusunod mo lahat ng rules. I mean, because that's true.
Yeah,
here, you
right.
don't follow the rules.
Don't follow the rules. And then somebody from California was saying, guys, here in California, we have a carpool lane.
Yeah.
Which is why I said what I said. Like, you can use your car, you can use the lane on the leftmost side.
Yeah.
If you have three or more passengers, and that's the fastest
lane. Can you imagine if we had a carpool lane, everyone would try to get on that lane.
I know.
Everyone.
Tapos lahat mag-ano, alam mo gagawin nila, mag-hazard sila.
Yeah.
Tapos dun sila sa carpool lane.
Case in point is NLEX.
Yeah.
Like, and Lex.
Kasi nanguhuli sila.
Nanguhuli sila. Like, if you're on the leftmost lane and you're not overtaking, I don't know how they know, but they'll flag you the minute you get to the gate.
Yeah.
To the toll gate. And it's
may ticket ka na.
I guess they observe from the cameras.
Maybe.
Na parang and, after a while, oh, di naman nag-overtake to.
And as a child, I remember like my dad would, we would go to Las Piñas. This was in the 80s. So really, S-Lex was puro fabrica. It was like, it's not meant to be a living place.
Yeah.
And I remember my dad would always flash the headlights on people who were on the leftmost lane who were not overtaking.
Yeah, because you're supposed to stay on the leftmost lane if that's the fast lane.
Yeah.
Eh, di ba nga sa atin, that's a slow lane.
That's a slow lane. It's true.
No, it may sound like a joke, but it's true. If you're slow, you stay on the left.
Like in the Autobahn, it's crazy. On the leftmost lane, the cars are going so fast.
They're just zipping by.
Zipping by.
Hmm. Oh, well, here. Gladiator Doms was just saying, according to the MMDA, one of the purposes of that new number coding scheme is to reduce the air pollution. Does the number coding scheme apply to public utility vehicles also?
Because they're the number one when it comes to...
Oh, that's right.
When it comes to smoke belching.
Because you have to admit that most of the new cars are fuel efficient.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus,
the fuel efficient, they're...
So if you get a Prius or any hybrid car, does that mean...
And isn't that what the whole emission test is for? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, here we go.
No, I just wonder, why is it that when we talk about our country, like our problems, you can talk about it, but at the end of that talking, nothing happens. Yeah. And that's frustrating.
Yeah.
We've been talking like this for decades.
Decades, nothing's really happening.
So, the top 10 pack na facts. Actually, yung first five that I read, interesting na siya. So, this will be interesting. Fat Kid Inside says, pack na facts, you can find high-speed internet on Mount Everest.
What?
For real?
Yeah, apparently.
How?
I guess they have cell sites or
but
something.
I guess that's really good, though. Because, like, imagine if you got stranded or if there's something wrong.
There's
like,
no phone.
Para 127 hours. 128.
Pwede ka mag-tweet, freeze na me.
Freeze na me. Help me, please.
Diba? Frozen na me.
Come here na, please.
No, but is that because of... the country really has
I think it's
Wi-Fi.
The country. So it's Nepal? Is that
Nepal? That's
so
what
I suppose
thought.
Nepal would have
maybe because it's such an international site, they're able to get a lot of like funding for a satellite that is, you know, dedicated
it's just
for that
fun
area.
That in Nepal, you can go to the peak of the mountain.
The peak of,
Nepal.
Yeah. Nepal. And Madmet Mark says, pack na facts. Did you know that 25% of Tubero ads are real plumbers? So be aware.
25% lang.
25 lang?
Fatty Kid Inside says, pack na facts. 159,635 people will die on the same day as you. Sabay-sabay.
So even in death?
No, I mean in a day.
Or just that day.
In a day, I guess.
So even in
and
death.
And that depends because it could be deaths in the... It depends on what country.
Yeah.
As well.
So every day, this much people...
Die.
Better than, I guess, that much people then get...
Are born.
More. Or even more.
I'd say more.
So imagine... No, but there was a... I don't know how accurate this still is. But before, for every person that dies, 3 children are born.
Oh, there. So I guess it's 3 times that much.
But diba, parang...
And Madmut Mark says, did you know that tomatoes have their own defense mechanism? They secrete a liquid that chokes bugs.
Mm.
Really? Mm. Okay. When they're still attached to the plant?
Yes.
Okay. No, but that's also proven like in Africa, they found out that these trees would message each other when the giraffes are around.
Yeah.
Because they get eaten, right? Mm.
That's not such a bad thing.
And I forget that it was a Nat Geo special.
Yeah.
That trees were able to transmit this message to each other that
parang
the foragers are coming. Yeah.
Para silang tree ants.
Yeah.
Diba?
In Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Tree herder.
Sikawengtor says ambidextrous people have generally uglier penmanship since the brain is not focused on one hand alone.
I'm ambidextrous.
Yeah.
I'm not. How come my handwriting is still horrible?
That's just lazy.
Well, generally.
That's just generally. Lazy.
Keiko Bila says, we've heard this. People who have a highly active sex life tend to look younger than their actual age.
Ayan, nandun si Chico.
What?
Batang-bata yung itsura eh. Kala mo nasa early 50s.
Ano ba? Nasa ano ba yan?
It doesn't matter whether you do it alone or with
no.
people.
It's still a sexual...
No, that's what Uber Facts
no,
said.
But what I'm saying is, what matters more? Frequency or not as often pero matagal? I'm just wondering.
I think frequency.
Frequency pa rin.
Hindi ko frequency.
Yeah, because your body is awash
with...
Kahit
ko 1 minute lang, basta.
No, basta meron.
Well, basta now we lang. Know your problem.
Hindi, kasi pwede nga yung matagalan, pero once a week. Or araw-araw na, tigwa 1 minute or something.
That was, but also because you know how when in movies and in books or whatever in literature, when people grow old, they dry up, right?
Yeah.
They're cranky.
Yeah.
That's possibly because they're not having, you know what?
Sa bagay. Oh, or maybe because you're very moisturized.
You are moisturized when you. Yeah.
Because you're sweaty.
No.
One, because you're sweaty. Two, because your heart is pumping. Lotion.
Now we know.
Yeah, he just answered the question. Solo.
No moisturizer.
You know, I'm gonna play writing Solo by IS later, just for you.
And then, ito pa, Mad Mat Mark. There was a study. People who engage in regular, you know, that look at least 7 years younger.
It's time to change my routine.
And Keiko Bilio says a British study revealed that children with high IQs are more likely to become vegetarian.
Yeah, I saw that.
Really?
I saw that. Yes.
Really? Wow.
Yep.
Okay. Fat Kid Inside says,
I love vegetables.
Grapefruit, watermelon.
Watermelon. Grapefruit and watermelon.
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 Berries. What does do, Chico Garcia?
Berries. Where are you going?
Celery. Egg. Pish. Egg and pish. Coffee and oatmeal are all fat burning food.
Mm.
Fish, oatmeal, and coffee.
Coffee.
Yeah, for wait, coffee, I understand it's a caffeine.
Pero eggs, really? I thought that was a very like cholesterolic food.
Hmm.
Okay.
I eat 2 eggs a day.
What?
You guys are so insane.
Talaga
yung tawa. I can't believe you.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah,
and you look young for it.
Yeah.
7 years younger.
And you look 7 years younger.
I have 2 eggs in my bag right now. Hard boiled. So
do I.
Pero not in the bag.
No, but they're hard boiled.
Yeah.
It's the only way I'll eat them.
No. Steady lang. Di naman siya hard boiled.
Si Coengtor says, pack na facts. Abracadabra was once used to cure hay fever by chanting the word while removing a letter for every chant. So parang abracadabra, bracadabra, racadabra, acadabra, cadabra.
Ang hirap.
Adabra, dabra.
Wait, how does that fix hay fever?
I don't know, but that's haching ng haching.
No, this is probably, you know, in the medieval times.
Maybe. Chenong says, pack na facts. Merong mga muscles na meron sa ibang tao, wala sa iba. For instance, pag pinagdikit ang thumb at pinky, may muscle sa wrist. Not everybody has it.
No, but that's
all three of us can do it.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't understand if there are some people whose muscles are less developed. Like, let's just say, like some people can move their ears without moving their forehead or, you know, their eyebrows.
Mga buto. May mga parang like in the ankle, meron akong bone na sometimes I don't see other people have it. Parang this...
Baka lang naka-protrude.
Yeah.
Saka high heels mo yan.
Sa bagay.
I can move my lower eyelid if there's this part.
I can't.
Yeah, what? I can do it.
obviously.
Not closing, ha?
No, I can move it from side to side. The lower part of the eye.
Yeah.
That I can move it. People are grossed out.
Well, I can move a muscle that you can't ever move.
Yes, I can.
from without. Fat Kid Inside says, pack na facts. If your throat tickles, scratching your ear can make it go away. Huh?
So if your throat tickles...
Yeah, scratch your ear. It'll go away. Like inside or just the lobe? Depende.
Won't that tickle you even further?
I don't know.
Maybe the double sensation will
just sort of negate each other.
Yeah.
Oh, this is cute. From Fat Kid Inside. Pack na facts. Limerence is the technical term for having a crush on someone.
Oh. Limerence?
Limerence. It's like L-I-M-E-R-E-N-C-E.
So I have a limerence on you? Or,
I guess.
Or is it the state of?
I guess it's a state of.
Let's see.
Because it's a term for having a crush.
Having a crush. Yeah. I have limerence.
So my limerence for you is endless.
Limerence is an involuntary state of mind which results from a romantic attraction.
Limerence.
Okay, so it is a state of mind.
Oh, wow. Okay, and also, Cinco Wengtor says, the Minions, back na facts. The Minions in Despicable Me are voiced by the French directors as they cannot find a good enough voice.
Oh,
that's
wow.
So cool. Even Ano.
That's so awesome.
Brad Bird, the director of The Incredibles, is...
Edna Mode.
That's him. Also, and even Ano. Finding Nemo. The director is the turtle.
Crush?
The big turtle.
Yeah, Crush.
Yeah. Oh, totally, man.
He is also the
director. And then his kid is Squirt.
It's Squirt.
Squirt, yeah.
High five, bro.
And also,
okay, hey, just in case, I hope this gets to her. Can we just say happy birthday to Anna? Anna is Danielle.
Oh,
happy birthday!
And also happy birthday to I'm Not Rai Rai. Everybody's just greeting him a happy birthday. So happy birthday.
Okay, and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the, or in the top.
That's the top.
Okay, and the top. Pack na facts comes from Fat Kid Inside.
Fat Kid Inside says,
the Merriam-Webster dictionary officially recognizes weenus as the extra skin on your elbow.
On your elbow.
Yeah.
It's called the weenus.
Weenus.
Oh my gosh.
So you can actually tell somebody to touch my weenus.
Yeah. No problem.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Your weenus or someone else's
weenus?
No,
when I was young, that was what I always did. I'd grab the elbow of, like in church.
Yeah.
The grown-ups that I like talking with, I'll grab their elbow and kind of rub the skin.
Kasi yun lang yung naabot mo.
Yeah, because I was like, they're that height.
Diba? But still now, yun pa rin yung naabot.
The weenus.
So sakto ka lang sa mga weenus ng tao.
Yep.
Pero I know a lot of people, they love weenus. They're really into weenus.
Yeah.
Who's not?
Pero minsan lang, no? Medyo rough yung weenus. Eh.
Yeah. That's why you have to make sure your weenus is well...
Moisturized.
Put lotion on your weenus
and
for sure.
Don't,
every day.
Don't put it on the table.
Yeah.
Don't rest on... Yeah.
Diba that's ano daw, na parang pagparati ka nagsusulat ang itim ng weenus mo.
Yeah. Kasi the skin gets irritated so it tends to harden the outer...
Harden the weenus.
Ah, you don't want a hard weenus. Gusto mo talaga yung...
Soft. Super soft.
Supple.
No, but sometimes it's kind of advantageous to have a hard weenus.
I sort of like would advise on a whitening lotion for your weenus. Para it's soft na, not dark pa.
It goes with
Saka,
the
it's one
rest
of the
of
things
skin.
That can tell your age.
Yeah.
No and matter how long, how young you look.
And while we're having this conversation, I'm actually touching my weenus.
Stop that!
I'd like to start touching my weenus too.
Go ahead. Let's all touch our weenus.
Oh, there you go. I'm touching my weenus.
I love it. I love my weenus.
So we've collectively touched our weenus?
Yeah. But did you know you can't lick your weenus? Your own weenus.
Yeah.
Thank God.
No, but I know someone who can.
Otherwise, we'd lose you.
I know someone who can.
You can.
I really know someone who can.
Ah, talaga?
Because her tongue is extra long.
Oh my gosh. That's difficult. You couldn't hardly... Like,
or if you have one... You're one of those people who don't have that bone
in the shoulder.
Yeah.
Because in the Guinness Book of World Records, there's this guy. He can touch...
Obviously, we're all going to try to start
licking
our weenus.
Yeah, I'm trying to touch I can't lick my weenus. Okay, the top 10 pack na facts. As in P-A-K, na facts. Key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag pack na facts.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2. Hello, good morning, guys. It just turned 7:17 on our clock. That's the time on this Thursday morning. My name is Del. The news this hour, Justin Bieber is under fire after a video was leaked of the pop singer taking a leak.
Hey, nag-leak yung leak video niya.
Yes. TMZ was able to obtain grainy footage from a cell phone in which Bieber is standing in the corner of a restaurant's kitchen, urinating into the kitchen's mop bucket. His friends, quote-unquote, cheer him on, explaining that no one would remember him if he went to the bathroom like a normal person. One of them said to the staff, quote, that's the coolest spot to piss. You know, you'll forever remember that. After the disgusting display, Bieber heads back into the restaurant, taking a detour to grab some glass cleaner and spray it on a nearby picture of Bill Clinton while screaming, F Bill Clinton.
Yikes.
Someone in the video then says, who stole my beer? Rumors spread last month that Bieber was able to get into 21 plus clubs thanks to his celebrity status, which might explain why he was acting like a drunk. Just another reason why Justin made a list of celebrities that we love to hate.
Yeah, they released, included were the Kardashians, mm-hmm. Justin Bieber.
I agree.
I forgot the other
Amanda entries. Bynes, I agree.
Maybe.
Right.
But wow. Yeah, I mean, I don't think he would do this sober. Or maybe, di ba? I mean, like, usually these are party antics, eh. Yung, alam mo yung pag nagkaka...
Well, with Bieber, you don't know.
Oh, well, yeah,
it doesn't need to be in a club. Remember,
I know, right?
You know that...
Pero you're more predisposed.
Yeah.
To do these things when you've...
I mean, you should know.
It is a bar. It is a bar.
You should know, Chico, because the things that you did during the RX Monster Invasion party at Urban...
Whatever.
What? Tell me it's not true.
What?
The things that you did.
What?
No, but I think he's really making such a show of how bad he is.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's minus, I guess, the violence. He wants to be like the next Chris Brown.
Yeah,
I mean, minus the whole Rihanna part, but
right,
you know, that kind of
bad boy.
Yeah, a bad boy. Because remember, he's in the hip hop industry.
Yeah,
you can't be a wuss. You have to be a rebel kind of guy.
Right.
I mean, there are very few, if any, good guy. Rap/hip-hop.
Well, it's funny because I was just thinking about this yesterday afternoon while, you know, just contemplating on Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, you know, he's just a person who's growing up.
Yeah.
Finding his way and sometimes on your way to knowing what life is about, you're going to make a fool of yourself. You're going to think this is cool. I mean, all you have to do is think of what you thought was cool 10 years ago and you're probably cringe, right?
Yeah.
Except that was Justin Bieber. He's probably doing that. He's growing up. But it's playing out in the international stage.
Yeah.
Plus, having all that money, all that attention. At such a young age, gets people really cocky.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true.
Really?
Yeah, it's true.
Do you like my choice of words?
No, I'm just saying.
It's really just that. And I think, can't really hate him. But you can hate him, but you can't really hate him. You know what I mean?
Oh, I don't. I'm not a Bieber hater.
I'm not
a fan either. But
yeah,
but
I guess I'm just
not,
don't
I'm
like
not
the,
a hater.
Parang just to me, you know, you already have a lot of attention. To want more,
yeah,
is like a little greedy.
No, because I think the attention that he's getting is, you know, remember with really popular people, you get as much hate as you get love.
Oh, well, that's
so
true.
So it kind of cancels out. So you're kind of wanting the love to go up a little bit more.
Than
so
the hate.
Just because they're getting attention doesn't mean they're getting the attention that they
the
want.
The right attention, yeah.
So they're trying to get the attention that they want. So they want cred. They want people to respect them. They want
or
people
certain
to,
people.
Yeah. That's why I remember when he was booed.
Yeah,
he was saying, look, I'm an artist. You know,
that was so cringeworthy.
I know, but he's a kid.
Yeah, he is a kid.
And he's trying to tell people, don't hate me.
Or take me seriously.
Take me seriously.
Well, with antics like this, will you take him seriously?
Look, he probably didn't even know that there were people.
Well, I'm just happy he wasn't asking for a burger.
Ay, nako. Ako nga. Kaya nga nakakatawa yung nakalagay his friends, quote unquote.
That reminded you of Gino?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yung ipo, it happens. I-replay pa talaga on air yung video mo.
That's the news here on The Morning Rush. We got more for you as you listen and go through traffic this morning.
I know.
It's a big topic. Go ahead and talk about it with your friends. And if you ever have, like, reactions, violent or non-violent ones, for the new coding scheme,
yeah,
let the MMDA know.
Yeah.
At MMDA. Mm-mm. Let them know. All right. You got C, D, and G all the way until 10, as usual, right here on Manila's hottest RX 93.4.
Enjoy the 4 days, soon to be 3 days, that you could actually use your car.
Yeah.
Only here on Manila's Hottest.
TMR. The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Grabe tong top 10 na to. You know, like usually I go through everything, right? And then,
yeah.
Like siguro every 5, every 10,
yeah,
that's when I stop to get an entry.
Yeah.
I'm barely moving because
you're getting all of them.
All
yeah,
of the interesting
I'm,
facts
I'm getting
are there.
Most of them because it's just it's too interesting.
Oh, here's one, which I'm sure you haven't gotten to just yet. It's a Pacna fact from Keng.
Okay.
Keng Karots. Chico said the word burger 16 times.
Yeah. That's what Jay Ryan was also tweeting.
And the record.
Okay.
16 times.
16 times.
So remember, it's Pacna facts.
Mm.
Thank you to Mons for suggesting this. Mad Matt Mark says, Pacna facts. Sa lahat ng 90s na love team, talagang si Chico at Del lang ang sobrang pinanghinayangan ko. Kasi pwedeng personal fact.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
That's true.
Fat Kid Inside says, I didn't know this. YouTube was originally a video dating site.
For real?
Yeah.
That's how it started.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Chenong says, pag barado ang ilong, push the roof of your mouth using your tongue to relieve pressure and you'll breathe a little easier. Yung ano, yung ngala-ngala, you push your tongue. You push your ngalangala with your tongue.
If it can go back that way. The soft part or the hard, the palate?
The palate.
Oh, the palate.
The palate.
Okay. Because beyond the palate, there's a soft part.
Yeah.
That's where the nose meets the throat,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, my tongue gets there.
Yeah, hold on.
But that's what makes you gag. When it hits that. When whatever. I mean,
spoken from
hits
experience.
That part. Like food.
Yeah.
Na hindi mong ginuya.
Uh-uh. Mm,
that's what makes you gag.
Like pag kumakain ka na ano, saging.
Camila says, the Kamatis. Average, ano, pack na facts. The average speed of a guy's is 45 kilometers per hour.
Wow.
It has to be.
Yeah, it has to be. Kasi it's a, alam mo yung swimmers when they're like
pushing against the wall.
Yeah.
Ganun. Kasi they're swimmers din eh. Diba, technically.
45 kilometers per hour?
Yes.
And they have to be because
yeah,
most of them die on their way.
Yeah.
And it needs to travel the canal.
Yes.
To reach the ovum.
So, at saka you want them...
Tinamaan ka.
Hindi, kasi you want them far from the entrance eh. Kasi dun yung magulo eh.
Hindi lang magulo.
Dun yung magulo eh.
Hindi, parang ano yan eh. Parang it's a Guadalupe.
Bumabottleneck.
Kaya dapat pag-release mo, nando ka na sa Ayala.
Also because... Actually, pregnancy is very... Every time there's a pregnancy, the swimmers have had to contend with so many barriers.
Yeah.
So many. Because a lot of... There's things that kill the soldiers, the swimmers.
Yeah.
That's naturally there.
Maraming humaharang.
Uh-oh.
Right. Maraming hadlang.
Like, quanti.
Maaktres, si Kawengtor says, some pack na facts. Some scientific calculators give wrong answers. It's because they don't follow the correct PEMDAS rule. I don't know what the heck that is.
I actually know this. PEMDAS.
That's actually, si Quenca was saying, even PEMDAS is sometimes wrong. Ask any mathematician and they will tell you that there are new ways of solving equations. It's never as linear as we think.
Yeah.
Di ba math is so exact, but apparently there are other ways of solving equations.
Ayun, parentheses, exponents, multiplication, division, addition, subtraction.
Wow.
That's PEMDAS.
PEMDAS.
Madmat Mark says, scallops have as many as 100 blue eyes. Siguro gusto ni Del ang scallops.
Really? That's kind of creepy.
I like scallops.
Blue eyes.
I love scallops. But where only do you when find they're the blue eyes?
Really small. They're called simple eyes. Not real eyes.
Mm.
Like eyes.
So little blue dots?
I don't know, I guess.
They're not eyes that see.
Alam mo yung maybe in a very primitive way.
It's on the shell, not on the thing.
Wait, but is it used
for
vision?
I think for vision then. Pero alam mo yung primitive vision. I mean, siguro just to detect movement.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Here. It's just not on the like the scallop that you
on the shell.
It's on the shell.
Can I see?
Yeah,
those
dots.
Oh, those are beautiful.
Oh wow, they're beautiful.
I get creeped out. It's nice. I like it.
Oo nga, maganda nga ang blue eyes.
Fat Kid Inside says, pack na fact. You are more likely to confess true emotions during late night conversations.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
I agree.
I don't know why. But
I think that's also why dating happens at night.
Yeah.
Well, for the Chinese, no. Tanghali.
Really?
Yeah, ang
but never stop them because they're over a billion.
Kiko Monster says,
true.
Hostos here in Japan are male GROs, guest relation officers. And FYI, they're not, you know.
Yeah.
My gosh, Kiko.
They're not.
Gusto mong i-host yung,
they're not what?
Yung aking,
they're not paid.
Parang gusto kong pumunta ng Japan.
What?
They're not paid.
I mean, they're
for
not, you know.
Ah, yeah.
Much like the geisha.
Yeah.
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 You know?
I mean, they're there for like conversation, magkakaroon.
More
kayo
than just sex. It's about the art of entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, punta tayo in Japan.
Everyone's going to Japan.
No, because it's easier to get in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easier
for you to get a visa now.
Kahit like
everyone's
4 days, 3 nights lang. Tapos mag-ano tayo?
I can't believe you're gonna go without.
Magkaraoke tayo.
Wait.
Cherry Blossom.
No, I want to karaoke.
Wait, why? What do you mean you can't?
I can't.
Not yet.
No, I can't. I can't travel beyond 7.
Yeah, not yet. But it's after that.
Well, if you have a baby.
Usually they say mga 2 years.
Okay lang, iwan mo na yan.
Okay. Hey, Cinco Wengtar was saying, squirrels are actually very kind to each other and will adopt abandoned baby squirrels.
Aww,
squirrels.
That's so cute.
Squirrels.
Tapos, I remember seeing a squirrel in Disney.
Yeah.
Where my friend works. And there, you can buy those mixed nuts in the cafeteria.
Yeah, so you can feed them.
And what you do is you tap it on the pavement.
Mm-hmm.
And they will go down the trees and they'll come to you with really nice looking benches.
Yeah.
Here in Disneyland after. I mean, the office part of Disney.
Yeah.
And so I was like so amazed because I saw these squirrels and I'm like, dang, squirrels! And she was like, because she's been working in Disney since forever. She goes, daga lang yan.
Yeah.
Daga na ma.
Nabushi yung tail.
Nabushi yung tail. Actually, that's true.
Na cute.
They are a rodent family. No?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they? Yeah. They're flying rodents.
Do you know that they found squirrels in Forbes?
Yeah. I see them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have
all the
squirrels
in Forbes.
In Magallanes.
In Magallanes as well. And they also found a tarsier in Forbes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. This was in the news.
Wow.
Was it last week or the week before?
Because they have lots of trees. Eh.
Tarsier.
And really nice
but
trees.
How did it get there?
I don't know. But they're so slow pa naman.
Are they? They're not agile.
They're not like squirrels because squirrels really like run fast.
And they fly.
Yeah. No, they don't fly. I mean,
they glide.
Those are the gliders.
The gliders,
squirrels,
yeah.
Pero not all squirrels can glide.
Oh, okay.
Camila says, sprinkling salt on your tongue can help lessen your gag reflex. And also, Raven Ray says,
oh my gosh.
No, it does.
See, here's the thing. We know the people involved.
I know.
And your mind travels.
Not everyone. I mean, not everything. I mean, not whatever.
Let's stop. Let's just.
Raven Ray says,
before he gets himself into trouble.
I know.
Pack na fact. Rabbits re-ingest their wet poop directly from their butts. for nourishment. Then repoop it as dry pellets.
Ew. Yeah.
So parang twice nila
kakainin.
Yeah.
Ew.
Well, when you think about it, cows do the same. Cows regurgitate.
Yeah.
They're the grass that they eat.
Yeah, pero parang mas okay pa rin yun kaysa sa poop.
Kasi nasa mouth mo pa.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
Fat Kid Inside says, humans are the only creatures on earth that will cut down trees to make paper, then write save the trees on them.
True.
That's
one of the arguments against Earth Hour.
Yeah. I've heard that argument as well.
A lot of
because
people,
the marketing for it involves a lot of
electricity, a lot of paper.
What exactly are you saving with Earth Hour?
Yeah.
Hey, just I'm sure you wanna hear
FYI.
About this pack na fact from Odell.
Yeah.
Hello, Odell. He goes, to add sa hosto fact, they usually wear black Italian style suits.
Punta tayo in Japan. I really want.
Oh, for Del naman, si Jay Ryan says, because there are squirrels here.
Yeah.
There are white squirrels found in Palawan.
Oh, yun. I've seen the Palawan squirrels a lot.
Oh, you have?
For you.
Yeah. And Camila says, compliments in bed make you more likely to get there.
Quickly.
I agree.
So yung the talk works pala. If you
it doesn't take a genius.
You're so hot or something.
You're such an excellent linguist. Mga ganun.
I mean, more than I saw.
You're so smart.
I guess more than nasty talk. I guess it's compliments.
Yeah.
Diba?
It's making them feel like
attractive, desired.
Yeah. Or they're doing the right thing.
That too.
Diba?
Rons Garcia says, in Albania, nodding your head means no, and shaking your head means yes.
That's so weird.
That's so weird.
Nodding my head like no, shaking my head like yeah. Yeah.
But the baby.
Isn't it also in Albania where I also got this from UberFacts that car means or parking, one of those words, mean a guy's member.
Oh wow!
So that when you're there,
nice car, bro.
I think car. I said, let me ride your car.
Oh my god!
Would mean totally different there.
I'm riding para man Chico's car later.
Oh nga.
It's about time.
Oh, Butter Baby says, babies prefer...
Sorry, after 2 years of intense flirtation.
Finally.
Tsaka intense flirtation.
After a year of flirtation, there's finally consummation. Butter Baby says, babies prefer happy talk. That's why we make our pitch higher when we talk to babies. Because they actually respond more to that style. Same with dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying, good boy, good boy. You go, good boy, good boy. They respond more.
I'll try that on Cooper.
Good boy.
Camila says, sex can actually trigger transient amnesia, temporary memory loss. And that can be triggered by wild sex.
I agree.
What? What just happened?
Ah, kaya pala you ask who's your daddy.
Who's your daddy?
What's my name?
What's my name?
What's my name?
What's my name? Oh my name?
Why are you doing that while you're saying what's my name?
Why are you thrusting?
I'm not thrusting.
You were!
Yes, you were!
I was?
Yes!
No, I was moving the chair.
Yeah,
moving
that's pelvic. The chair. That's pelvic thrust.
We have a rolling chair and it slid back, so I had to like...
Whatever.
Right at that point, no, you're a pelvic thrusting.
Oh, what's
can't
my name?
Can't believe this.
What's... Oh.
A Fat Kid Inside says, it only takes 2 seconds for mosquitoes to have sex.
Aww.
Aww. Hailed Goddess says, there's an animal called a dik-dik. Yeah, that's actually cute.
Yeah.
It's the cutest antelope you will ever see.
Dik-dik.
Small and cute. And,
why am I not impressed?
I know.
The entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 fact na facts comes from... It has to go hand in hand.
Okay.
Comes from Fat Kid Inside and Jens.
They both say...
Fat Kid Inside said, to help cure hiccups... massage your butt with your fingers. Tapos, according to Jens, para mawala ang sinok, uminom ng tubig na nakatuwad.
Ah, yeah, I've
so,
heard about
kung
this.
Surefire, uminom ka ng tubig habang nakatuwad, habang minamassage mo yung puwet mo. Wala ang tanggal.
For sure, tanggal.
Tanggal ang hiccups mo.
Iba problema. Iba problema mo.
Huwag ka lang magpapahuli sa nanay mo.
Kasi, na-cure mo yung hiccups, but I don't know. It will raise some very questions.
If somebody catches you doing that,
very odd questions.
Like, ma, sinisinok lang po.
Ano? Ano nangyayari sa'yo. Ginagawa,
sinisinok lang po.
O kaya okay. papasok yung mom sa room. Sabi ko na nga ba?
I always knew.
Sabi ko na nga ba eh. Totoo, chismis.
Ay, nako. And there you go. If you want to join us, the top 10 pack na facts. Key and RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Pack Na Facts.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX93.1.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. I swear, I love this, but I'm a little swamped. But it's so interesting. These packs.
I like
these facts. I love it. I'm really enjoying myself.
Hey, and we're trending in the Philippines.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Yes. Oh, that's nice. Oh, no, there you go.
You know what I just realized?
Number three.
Random lang, since we were just talking about Aura Care. What if Sting had a concert here, tapos sponsor ang Aura Care?
Tapos wala siya.
Awkward. Awkward.
No Sting, di ba? Okay, nasa Aura Care convention ka.
Oh.
Tapos bigla mayroong swarm of bees. Tapos bigla na, huwag kayo mag-alala.
No Sting!
Dumidikit lang sila.
Dumidikit lang sila. Alright, the top 10 pack na facts. Sobrang fun. I'm such a trivia freak.
Me
You're
too.
Such a fact
I love it, eh.
Lover.
Yeah, sobra. I really
so
love it.
So am I.
A factoid lover.
Let's start off with, where was that? Okay, let's start off with Ugly Kid Joey. Pack na facts. An iPhone survived a fall of 13,000 feet. The screen was cracked, but the owner was able to make a call.
Oh my God.
For real?
Yeah, for real.
13,000 feet?
That must be from an aircraft. For sure.
Yeah.
Feeling ko yung laglag niya.
Tama lang.
You or know how like grass. Like yung angle.
Because it didn't say if it was
sometimes it's in the angle.
Yeah. Minsan nga, from your chair lang eh. Pero pag mali ang angle, you can like, it's done.
Or if it's like really, kunwari, like there's this little pebble that gets in the way, then you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Diba?
Wow. Oh, wow.
And also, El Mitanyo says, after reaching the top, your body releases an anti-diuretic hormone, which is why you may not be able to pee right after sex.
All right.
Diba? Parang it's so... Diba?
It's a what?
And it's true. You can't immediately pee. Like right after.
Yeah.
But girls do that.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that...
I think for girls, it's... What does it do? May benefit yun, diba?
Yeah, you may not get pregnant.
Some of them jump. Some of them jump, take a bath, pee.
But trampoline, di ba?
Trampoline.
Saan na makukuha ng trampoline?
Asan yung trampoline? Hanapin. Facundo.
Talagang Facundo pa.
Okay. But wait, does it make sense? I mean, to pee after for girls? Because di ba, it's a different tract.
Hindi, tsaka yung...
That's the urethra.
Yeah?
It's not really the...
At saka nasa may entrance lang yun eh.
Yeah.
Oh, so does that do anything?
Hardly, I would
Well, kasi what I think is the gravity.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gravity. You know how when couples are having problems conceiving?
Yeah.
One of the things that they're asked to do is to help it...
Upside down, diba?
Yeah. Not upside down.
Medyo mahirap naman yata yun. Basically, to help the swimmers.
Pwede yun.
Parang let gravity help the swimmers out.
May nakita na ako ganun.
Parang ano mo, yung Harlem Shake mo.
Ayun.
So would it make sense that, let's just say it happens standing up, there's a lesser possibility?
Posible.
Depending on the projectile.
Posible.
Of the guy.
Alam mo yung bridge pose sa yoga?
Mm-hmm.
Kung ganun. Google it if you're not, if you don't know what No, there's the bridge pose in yoga. The bridge asana. Okay, and
yeah,
also,
I know what that looks like.
Kylie Gayahanmo says, pack na facts. I really have to say it slow.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
Men's left testicles hang lower than the right to reduce friction. Kasi hindi pwedeng same level eh.
Yeah.
It really will create problems.
But why
Mark
is
says,
it the left that hangs lower?
Siguro parang, I guess random na lang. Parang.
Do you know that they even know when the testicles descend in the fetus?
Ah, really?
Which week?
Kasi weird eh. Like in dogs, they are born undescended. All dogs. Mm-hmm. They descend later on as they mature. Mm-hmm. So they're not supposed to descend like at birth. Talagang dapat talaga nasa taas pa siya.
With humans, like if you were to do pregnancy week by week, it tells you.
When the testicles have descended.
Kung lalaki.
Kung lalaki.
Madmat Mark says, Anatidae phobia is the fear of somewhere in the world there is a duck watching you.
Well, Donald.
Yeah.
Donald is
that's
a duck.
Somewhere in the world there is a duck watching you.
No!
Kylie Gayahan.
It's my greatest fear.
Tapos parang so weird.
Tapos random zoom into a duck's face.
Kasi parang
quack quack.
Ariano, I really love the Bert is Evil website. Remember that?
What's that?
Yung Bert is Evil.
I know yung ano, si El Pollo Diablo.
I've heard of that too. Bert is Evil was like one of the parang pinaka hot na viral sensations before.
I don't know, I saw on Twitter like a Bert and Ernie evil. Thing where they're watching TV with their backs
yeah.
turned to the
I
camera.
I know, The Observer. Or The New Yorker.
Yeah, but it's meant to be like a celebration for gay pride.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. Kylie Gayahan mo says, pack na fact. If all human life on Earth died right now, as in no humans at all, in as short as 50 years, nature would have taken back the Earth.
Say that
would have,
again?
Would have taken back all of civilization.
Say that again?
In 50 years, if all, like,
humans
literally all humans died.
Died.
Nature would have taken back the world.
In just 50 years, normal na ulit lahat. And everything would be wild again.
So I guess it calls into question the WALL-E.
Yes.
Mm.
Well, kasi kailangan humans lang. Don't remove anything else. Kasi with WALL-E, parang everything died eh.
No, but
even
I wonder
the plants,
if,
even the,
if it also normalizes.
Right,
just take out humans lang.
Right,
so
right, right.
The animals are still there. The plants are still there.
But does it also take away like global warming or something like that?
Well, no. Even given that.
It's a decrease.
Mag-aano na eh. Mag-survive na. I mean, mag-improve na yung... Kasi remember, the reason we're deteriorating, humans are still destroying the Earth as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
But if you remove that, everything will cease. No factories, no...
So yeah, does that restore the Earth into like its original state?
Well, not original.
Not original, but it could.
Yeah.
It could.
But it would reach about... Nature will... Something will happen and balance will be achieved.
Even let's say, not to say that there won't be earthquakes. There could be earthquakes.
Yeah.
That would be great for nature.
Yeah.
Because that's nature's way of
rearranging things.
Fixing everything. Chenong says, if you could find a
just one last. It would address global warming. Because one of the big causes are the farms where you have cows.
Yes.
Really?
So, yeah.
Farms where you have cows?
Yeah, I mean, where you have, what do you call them?
Emissions. Methane.
When they fart.
Methane.
Because nature is not used to having...
That many cows.
Too many congregation
cows
of cows.
Yeah.
Because it's not
a natural. Because in the wild...
There are herds.
There are herds, but not that
not
many.
Not that many, yeah.
Because remember, in the wild, the cows have predators.
Yeah, and they roam, and they don't live as long. So all these things come into play.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wild,
we,
right?
We have too many emissions.
Most of them
speak
nocturnal. Nocturnal? Huh?
Some. Hey, people fart at night then. Shenong says, if you could find a big enough body of water, if you put Saturn on it, it will float.
Whoa.
It has the same density as Uranus.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, though,
but Uranus is smaller, right? So why not just put Uranus into the
body? No, because they're all glass,
glass.
They're all gas giants. So they're very light. They will float.
It's also
water.
Your nickname, right?
No.
Gas giant.
You planetoid, you.
Oh, Robert says, in a fight for parking space, a 41-year-old Chinese woman killed a man by squeezing his testicles. You can naman talaga. Anyone
what?
Who's ever been hit in the balls, oh my gosh.
No, but
like
I never thought you could actually die.
Yeah,
I never thought you could. I guess.
Oh, wow.
Coco Hernandez says, men who watch porn produce more swimmers.
Ah, well, that's pretty understandable. It's like training, muscle training. Yun.
Yes. J-Rock.
So, you just want to be at the top of your physical peak.
Is it like a muscle?
Well,
is it?
I guess a muscle is it's a muscle that secretes it.
Which one?
The
thingy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course, you can move it.
Oh, well, yeah. Jay Ryan says, the perfect nap is 26 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they say. Perfect, less than 30 no yeah. dapat, diba?
Fat Kid Inside says, pack na facts. Small animals like ants cannot die. As in, it's literally impossible to die by falling from any height.
Oh, they just don't weigh enough.
They just can't. They will not die.
Grabe, no?
Coco Hernandez says, men's is actually great for the skin.
Oh, yeah. So
kaya
I hear.
Kaya siya tinatawag na. Ay, kasi kumukutis yung... Di ba?
Kaya...
Di ba? Kumunis ang kitis mo. Eh, kumunis ang kitis. Kumutis ang kinis mo. Ah, kuminis ang kutos mo. Di ba?
Puro malit.
Hey, Kylie Gayahan mo was just saying that a man's...
Yeah.
Is not a muscle because it's all veins.
Hindi naman.
Hindi.
Naman. It's still a muscle, right?
Yeah. Otherwise, you...
Hindi, pero you can't contract it on... It takes blood to...
You know what? Let's just Google
Or maybe
it.
The base.
No, rin eh. Kasi the muscle, you can use it to... You can lift things with it, pero it needs the blood to be there.
Okay, it's not a muscle. It's simply an organ tissue.
Spongy tissue, yeah.
Like the tissue of your stomach or your liver.
The Morning Chico, May picture. Del, and Gina.
Si Chico talaga.
Wait, ito na. Next. Kiko Monster. When guys scream at the top of their lungs, one of their two balls will retract. Sa ato yung hashtag niya. Hashtag, uy, gagawin na yan. And also from Kiko Monster, watching art films before going to bed increases your chance of waking up late the next day.
Oh.
Gino,
Oy, this explains a
grabe.
Lot.
And I actually didn't watch it.
And the top.
Sakto, di ako nanonood kagabi.
And the top.
Eh, ba't si Chico?
Oh, ano? Hindi
rin ako. Tulog ako maaga.
Hindi, pero you're never late.
Oh, you're never late. Yeah. Alam namin ang ano mo.
Alam naman
natin
hello. Lahat na...
Sabi ni Kiki Monster, late at night.
Ah, afternoon siya.
Afternoon ba? Di ba early morning?
Sa afternoon siya eh. Pagtulog lahat ng mga kasambahay.
Pero tawagan mo ako na mga late afternoon. Tulog eh.
Babagoy ko na nga yung schedule ko. Sabay na tayo.
Kaya pag tumatawag si Del, tulog ka ba?
Ay, pagtawag mo, mamaya na! Call me later. Huwag ka nga magbasag ng trip.
And the top, pack na facts, comes from Satoragi.
Satoragi says,
around 88% of women have bigger left breasts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because roughly 88% of men are right-handed.
But you do tend to gravitate to, you know, whatever your dominant
is. Well, that's not true. Obviously, that's not true.
Why?
Because even before you do anything,
it's already
your
bigger.
Left breast is a little bigger than the right.
No,
it's right. It's a lot like how the left
testicle
of the man
hangs lower.
Well, hang a little bit lower. I don't know what it is with, because maybe because the heart is there. It's more to the left, diba, than it is to the right.
Oh, nga, no, why?
So maybe blood is pumped there.
Maybe.
More. Quicker. Or I don't know.
Okay. I'm just enjoying myself. Super.
We know.
So
we
the
know.
Top 10.
We know.
Back na facts. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Pack na facts. In all your tweets.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gina.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush. Part 3.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monts Radio. RX 93.1. We've got our top 10 for today. Courtesy of... Let me see here. Courtesy of Mons. Thank you, Mons.
Thank you. We're loving it.
We're loving it. And it's currently trending number 2 in the Philippines.
Nice.
Let's start off with Sico Engtor. Pack na facts. People who live alone live shorter.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Probably won't forever live alone.
Oh yeah, I guess that's true.
I exceptionally says.
I wonder if it has anything to do with the fact that you feel like you're not living for anyone.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. That's
that,
one of them.
And also, you don't have anyone to help you during accidents.
Oh, well, I
I'm
guess
sure
that's
may,
true.
May aspect din na ganun.
And also, kasi, like, if it's true, it is true, that we live for the propagation of the species.
Yeah.
If you're not,
yeah.
And general health, they say, di ba nga yung, ano yan?
The happiness,
how many hugs?
Five to ten hugs a day.
5 to 10 hugs a day. Not to say that there aren't spinsters who live long lives. That's not it.
That's why generally. iExceptionally says, about 1 out of every 2 million people will die by falling out of bed.
Oh, really?
What? That is bizarre.
Well, my bed is a little high.
Mas siguro kung double deck.
Kahit na. How could you die?
Kung double deck, pwede.
Yeah, depende sa pagkahulog mo.
Or yung, kunwari, una yung ulo mo, paglaglag mo.
Yun, pwede din.
Or meron kang katabing pako.
Kaya mo may katabing pako.
Hindi, or nalaglag ka sa bed tapos may mga nakatayong knives.
Yeah. Or may pool of sharks sa tabi ng bed mo.
Yun. Na tatlong linggo nang hindi ko makain.
Or scorpions.
Or sleeping crocodiles.
Merong vat of scorpions.
Or may mga syringe na merong sakit na
cyanide.
Nakakabit.
Na poison.
Mm-hmm. Cyanide na lang.
Pwede rin.
Hey, I'm just reading this off Uber Facts.
Yeah.
Apple makes about $436 million a day. That means $18 million an hour, $302,000 a minute, and $5,000.
Wow.
A second.
Wow.
Wow.
That's insane. I remember once tweeting about, what was it? It was another product that they were releasing. And I remember going, this was early Twitter. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, I don't care what it is. Here's my money. Take it.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
You just want it.
Really how it felt like.
That's how it felt
like. Even if you had something that's already similar to it.
Yeah.
The first time I saw the iPod, I was like, I would give anything for that.
And
that
true enough,
gadget.
We lost him for weeks because he was loading his iPod with thousands of songs.
Dami kayang kanta ni Madonna.
And you remember, like, when, okay, I mean, think about it. The iPad.
Yeah.
It's basically a bigger iPhone.
Yeah,
it is.
But you still need it.
That's why iPad mini.
Uh-huh.
That's why I felt so bad.
These are the same.
It's an in-between of the iPhone and the iPad.
They got to release a Madonna iPod. So I didn't buy it. So I felt so bad. So when the U2, the one.
Yeah, that's what he...
I bought it. The black.
Oh, right. The red yung guitar.
I actually have that. I had that.
Why? Hey, what happened?
I sold it na kasi I got newer iPods na.
I don't know where my iPod mini is. I had an iPod mini. The
me
one with
too.
The candy colored colors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I had the green one and I don't know where it is.
I have the green one.
Oh.
The apple
the
green?
One. Yeah.
Oh, I have
My
one.
First iPod was iPod Photo.
Oh, right.
Asosyal ka na. Oh, iPod mini pa eh.
Hindi kasi late ako. I didn't buy when it was like yung
bago. When it was
labas.
new. Yeah.
So photo na by the time I actually got around to buying
it. I actually bought an iPod.
But you still
iPod.
Have a classic iPod.
Pero bago na yun. That's already the new version.
My first ever was an iPod Touch.
Wow.
Before I bought the iPhone.
Oh, wow.
No, but the mini came first.
iPod
mini ka
muna. Right.
Tama. Hey, my friend Linus has a fact.
Yeah. A pack na fact.
Adults who go to church at least once a week are 4 times more likely to be virgins.
Wow.
Okay. For many reasons. Wait. How often do you go to church, Chico?
Miss Ruth was saying, alam mo, dami na nito eh. So, Miss Ruth
Gina,
was saying...
Gina, how often do you go to church? Ask me.
Ikaw, Del.
How often do you go to church, Del?
Let's go back to the top 10.
Miss Ruth was saying, packed na fact. Hi. Pack na facts. Good liars are also better at detecting other people's
of
lies.
Course,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, because I'm sure you're more used to it.
It's a skill. Eh?
Mm. Yeah.
O. Robert says, people with awkward and weird personalities tend to make the best of friends. Yung mga weirdo, they are like the best
You're
of friends.
You're such a good friend of mine.
Girl,
You're such a
I should
good
have
friend.
Seen that coming.
Can I do this one? From the Pabile guy. Pack na facts. Your tongue can't touch all the teeth in your mouth. Fact number two. An idiot will try it and will smile knowing that I'm joking. I did it also. Oh. Did you do it too? We all did it. Nakakainis.
I did it.
Ako
naman. Nakakainis.
Kasi ako, I knew I could do it.
Yeah.
But you did it anyway.
I did it anyway.
Can you touch your uvula with your tongue?
No, I can't. Okay. That's impossible.
I know. Wala lang. El Mitanya says, pack na facts.
So hard. Chico's having such a hard time.
I'm having a PF.
I'm watching his lips do it.
Pain threshold.
I mean, say pack na facts.
Pain threshold significantly increases during arousal. Hair pulling and scratches hurt after the deed. Di ba nga, kaya nga extra sensitive yung feelings mo right after.
Uh-huh.
As in, it's painful.
It's ironic.
Naka-heighten eh.
Well, it's ironic because you feel less pain, but your senses are heightened.
Sobra.
You're supposed to be more sensitive.
Yeah,
because... Yeah, you're sort of tuning out every other sense.
Right.
All the other senses that you have just to emphasize the sense of touch.
Kaya right after, grabe. That, like, don't even...
don't you even know,
I have like a question.
Yes.
But I don't know if it's arable.
What? Can you code it? Code it. Kaya mo yan.
I'm sure you can. Hey, okay, while we're at it, can we just wish a happy trip to Tin Domingo?
Hey, happy trip!
She's heading on over to Malaysia, so happy trip!
Happy
Maligayang
trip.
Pagdapa!
That sounds interesting.
I know, right?
Happy birthday to Mr. Reggie Bailoses, category manager for Magnolia Inc.
Hey, happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
And hello to Ina Buenviaje. She's tuned in. Hi, Ina. Good morning.
Speaking of trips, buen viaje.
Oh, can you?
Good voyage.
Yeah.
That's what it means. Right?
Do you have your
question? What was your coded thing?
Is it just guys who feel like that?
Yeah.
After the deed?
Well, in vid...
like that you don't...
I don't think girls have it.
That's not true.
I met him then.
Maybe to some extent. I think guys are more...
Well, actually, one part lang naman. But everything else is a little okay. I will sabagay the ano rin. That one.
Ako okay lang. Yun?
Yeah.
No problem.
Ako, everything. Everything is heightened eh.
I'm a guy.
Maybe you are.
Do you have the parts?
Can you check?
Oh, I thought this is so nice. I swear, mag-Japan na tayo, please.
Oh.
Kahit vacation lang. Fat Kid Inside says, sleeping on the job is acceptable in Japan. It's believed there that those who fall asleep on the job have been working the hardest.
Oh, wow. I would love to go to Japan then.
My gosh.
Well, remember, you can't just take that part of the... It has to be the whole culture.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they have so much honor in what they do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Siguro kokonti yung bulakbul katulad natin.
That is true.
Kasi kung ganun lang, 6 a.m.
But it's not because you were working hard.
That's what I mean.
You were partying the night before.
You could have been working hard the night before.
Diba? Oh, for any boy says, guys... contains zinc and calcium, both of which are proven to prevent tooth decay.
How fitting.
How apt.
Who needs toothpaste?
Who needs toothbrushes?
Kelly Byrne says, for every year after a woman hits the age of 30, her gets shallower by 1 cm.
I wonder why.
Bumababaw siya.
For, what is
Wait
it?
A minute. I turned 40 this year.
Yeah. So it's 10 cm shallower?
That's not true.
Eh, paano yung maya 80, 90? Wala na.
Wala na natira.
Laging ano na. Parang platito na lang. Parang platito na lang.
That's probably not true. 1 cm, that's too big.
That's too big.
Oh, that's too big.
I wonder if it's ano. If it has anything to do with...
That's a joke.
Trying to get... it closer for your swimmers. For the swimmers.
Hindi,
of the
but
guys.
After a certain age, it doesn't matter anymore.
Diba yun nga yun?
No, I mean, like, why does it continue
na
to get
because
shallower?
Because the body senses that, you know, your end
you're
is
not,
coming.
You're not going to reproduce.
Yeah. Getting any younger. Oh, Robert says.
So it's sort of helping you out.
A moment technically means 90 seconds.
90 seconds. Yeah, yeah, I saw
that. A minute and a half. Chenong says, a sneeze is 1/8 of an O.
Huh?
Of a...
Oh. Oh, that's why it feels so good.
Tsaka you can't keep your eyes open.
Eh, di ba ako may rhinitis?
Oh my God. I know somebody who constantly sneezes.
Yeah, no, I mean the intensity lang naman. The intensity is like 1/8 of a. It's like a 1/8 version of a.
Yeah.
Kasi diba, it feels so good. Oh. Let's face it. When you sneeze, parang
well, because it's release.
Tsaka pag hindi
no? It's release.
Tsaka pag hindi natuloy.
Samana. Oh, bad trip. Eh.
Di ba ganun din yung
parang you feel blue after.
Bluer than blue?
Blue nose.
Jay Ryan says Barbie and Ken officially broke up in 2004.
What?
But really? They got back together. Oh, officially fine. in their
story,
world. In their yeah. canon, they broke up officially 2004.
Did you know that women getting closer to menopause is most likely to have twins or multiples?
Nice. Kasi parang last chance na.
Yeah.
I would think.
The system is trying to get as many eggs fertilized
as possible.
Krabbylicious says, fact na facts. You can tell the sex of a horse by its teeth. Most males have 40, females have 36. At tinan mo na lang kung may bird.
Nagpapahirap ka pa. Tinan mo na lang kung may bird.
Itatali mo pa yung kabayo. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Tinan mo na lang kung may bird. The horse is probably like, yo, just look down there. You see that? It's not really, diba? It's not hard to miss. Saka, diba? Ano na eh? It's a horse.
Diba?
It's not like you can miss it.
Sorry, it's a fact, pero ang tanga mo.
It's a fact, pero tanga ka.
Ang laki-laki pa naman ang bird ng horse. Tingnan mo na lang kung meron.
Diba?
Mr. Horse, can I count your teeth?
And he won't let you near him anyway.
Yeah. Imagine mo, isi-sedate mo pa. Okay. It's a boy.
When all you had to do was look down.
Tapos sabi, nurse, tabi mo nga yung bird niyan kasi gusto ko malaman kung lalaki to. Bibilangin ko muna yung ipin.
You know what this reminds me of?
Oh my gosh.
So, I don't know if this is true, but I got it from a movie. Yeah. Apparently, during the Cold War and... the U.S. and Russia were racing against each other to get into space.
Yeah,
and anything
space.
Space.
Race, yeah.
Yeah. So what they were trying to do was to create a writing instrument that would work in space. Because the ink won't go down and without gravity,
yeah.
It's not going to write. And the Americans had spent so much. And the Russians just said, use a pencil.
Actually, that's true. I was just thinking about why not just use a pen or chalk?
Or chalk. Yeah. It reminds me of that.
But why do you have to overcomplicate things?
I know.
Ibilangin mo pa yung ipin.
Adaming ginastos.
Kasi I can imagine if it's an animal na yung hindi mo kita, like a fish.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang pwede mong sabihin that to find out if it's a girl or a bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Diba?
Right,
kasi ang bird,
right.
Hindi mo kita yung bird. Hindi mo talaga kita so mahirap pero yung horse naman
kita kita
of all the animals,
you know naman, it's, you know, like a horse.
I know, have you seen it when it's you know,
it's ridiculous,
it's insane,
it's probably longer than my arm,
it makes girls scared.
I mean, from like a mile away you can tell if it's a bull. Bibilangin mo pa ba yung ipin? Diba? Diyos ko. So,
pagkahirap ka pa.
Alam mo, that just tells you that just because you know a lot of facts
doesn't mean
you're
smart.
Yeah.
Grabe, natawa ko.
Ito yung mga useless trivia.
Right.
Jyoti says, most of the water... Pack na facts. Most of the water you drink has already been drunk by somebody else, even several times over. It's just water. It might evaporate. You pee it and then it evaporates.
It gets filtered naman.
So, you know, umiikot lang siya.
And we have finite amount of water in the earth.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Oh yeah.
So, ikot-ikot lang yun.
Okay.
Pag may time.
Mad.
Ikot-ikot lang pag may time.
Mad Matt Mark says, do you know SpongeBob's birthday?
No.
No.
It's coming up. July 14th, 1986. He is technically 27 years old.
Oh, wow. He actually has a birthday.
A birthday.
We started off the same time with SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Because I remember when that came out, we had a news item that had all the anti-gay people rallying
against SpongeBob. Now, he's gay.
And?
Tapos his relationship with Patrick is a gay relationship.
It's a gay relationship.
Yeah, just like Bert and Ernie.
And they
were up in arms saying, why is that part of the whole, you know, for kids thing?
Ayan ka na naman. We've talked about this before.
What?
You really say Bert and Ernie.
And so? Di ba
it's Ernie and Bert?
So same thing.
I mean, yeah, well, yeah, it is. But wala lang. But it's like Mutt and Jeff. You don't say Jeff and Mutt.
Who's Mutt and Jeff?
Or Calvin and Hobbes. You don't say Hobbes and Calvin.
Well, you could.
Or...
You know what he showed me a couple of weeks ago? On Instagram, somebody posted a picture of Calvin grown up. It made me so sad.
Tapos merong doll.
Yeah.
Hindi na siya Hobbes.
Yeah, Hobbes is just a stuffed toy now because he's grown up.
Wait, I want to see. Grown up Calvin.
Jinky Kai says, vervet monkeys...
Oh, yeah, I saw this one.
...have bright blue balls to attract females. But if they fall from social standing, the blueness fades. You parang, if you're alpha, then bright
it,
blue.
Yeah, the bluer it is.
Kylie Gayahan Mo says, in Mount Everest, there are approximately 127 unretrieved / unretrievable corpses.
Oh, wow.
Keiko Bilio says, only 10% of people who leave their marriage end up marrying the person with whom they had an affair.
Only how much?
Only 10%.
Because sometimes they cheat because it's not working anymore.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not necessarily the person.
Right.
Crabbylicious says, for all jocks out there, I mean radio jocks, wearing headphones for just an hour will increase the bacteria in your ear by 700 times.
Gee, thanks.
Why? Because it's warm?
Maybe.
No, but what about the people who are constantly like wearing headphones, like walking to work?
Yeah,
or
you
commuting?
Don't have to be. Like in call centers.
Same.
But it doesn't have to be just jocks.
Kay Kobila says, a Saudi Arabian woman can get a divorce if her husband doesn't give her coffee.
What?
By law.
But is this true? I remember hearing about how, is it in Turkey? You just say divorce, divorce, divorce 3 times.
I've heard of that. I've heard of that. Merong ganun.
I don't know.
And the top. Pack na facts comes from Camilo.
He says,
corgasms do exist. In a recent study, 51% of women reported having an O during ab exercises.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did this for the news.
Yeah.
Or even cycling.
Yeah. Cycling. Pero cycling more obvious for me. Pero yung abs, like kunyari,
sit-ups. No, kasi it's contractions eh.
Wow. Pero I think it's for women. More for women than men.
Yeah.
I don't think we have that.
Wait, for ab... One is ab... Sorry, core.
Core. Yes. Kasi diba yung when you do abs, that's your...
Yeah, that's
your core. So...
Because I understand the bike thing.
That's what I'm saying. I understand the bike.
Because there's a part of it that hits though, you know what.
Yeah.
But the core? Interesting.
Hey, Pack na Facts.
Kita mo nakakrunches na mama si Ted.
Pack na Facts is now number one.
Hey, that's so cool.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, finally. All right, so the top 10 Pack na Facts. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Pack na Facts.
Everybody, good morning. It's time for the final news update here on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. Here's the news. Marketing executives at Durex are capitalizing on Daft Punk's summer hit, Get Lucky, by releasing special condoms inspired by the dance duo.
Nice.
The artwork for Daft Punk's Get Lucky single has been printed on the front of individual packets of condoms, while the French brand's name is emblazoned across the back. The condoms are due to hit shelves in Europe this summer. Daft Punk, comprised of Guy Manuel de... How do you say his name? Omem Cristo? And Thomas Bangalter. I don't know how do you say that. Aren't the first celebrities to feature on the brand's contraceptives. British boy band JLS.
Yeah.
Previously launched a range of their own Durex condoms as part of a safe sex campaign.
No, but it's funny because the song is about getting lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're getting lucky, you want to make sure that you're also getting safe.
Yep.
And I think it's not just, we're going to make a lot of people talk, but it's not just guys who need to be carrying this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, in Sex and the City, one of the first episodes of the first season was when Carrie Bradshaw bumps into Big and he knocks off her purse.
Yeah.
And out comes
he sees
the prophylactics. And I think Because right now, it's more of the guys, at least in our culture. Yeah. Feeling ng girls, it's just the guys who need to be carrying that around.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Because you might be with a guy who doesn't have any.
There was a, what was that saying? Think of it as a gun. It's better to have one and not need it than need it and not have one.
And not have one. Plus...
Not that I'm saying you should buy a gun, but you
and
know
And they already say that women are more prone to contract diseases that lead to infertility.
Yeah.
And men go, you know, virtually unscathed.
Yeah. And, you know, there is the accidental pregnancy.
Accidental pregnancy.
And accident... Some people are accident prone that way.
So just, you know, be, so. Just be safe.
I think it's just nice because if you're to partner up with a song,
this is
that's
the perfect
what it's about,
song.
Right?
And I really, you know what? The nice thing about, you know, the condom ads in the States, they're so funny. Like
they're
I saw this.
Creative.
I saw this one on Father's Day. There was a condom ad that said, "Happy Father's Day to everyone who used our competitors' brands." And then there was a Darth Vader one that came out and said, "I am not your father."
Right. What I like is something that came out a couple of years ago, also for a condom brand. It's about this kid who was throwing a tantrum in the grocery store.
I saw that.
I didn't get to see this one.
And then what was parang that? Something like what it would cost you. You could avoid this
parang
by.
Parang sana nag-condom ka na lang. Parang
Let's face it. People who are not people who are not willing to be parents just yet are most likely not going to be attentive parents.
So, generally.
Because some people, you know,
they are surprised
at how good they are. As parents.
So there you go. That is the final news update here on the Morning Rush. More to come when Drive Thru starts at 10. What? Just because when Drive Thru starts at 10. For now, it's the final 37 minutes left on the show right here on Manila's hottest RX 93.1.
TMR, The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. Okay. And thank you to Mons.
What was that?
Thank you to Mons.
And the top 10 for today.
And we're back as the top trending topic in the
Philippines.
We went down for a while. Tapos we're back at number one.
Ano
thank
lang?
You. Thank you.
Parang pacing lang. Down, up, down, up.
Diba? So let's do the top 10 pack na facts. Let's start off with me, my Aster. There's a huge magnet in every bed that pulls you back when you try to get up. Or at least that's how it feels. Tapos may isa pa eh. For me, my Aster. Akala mo totoo eh, mga entries niya. Did you know that we have an extra bladder that is only activated the moment you start watching a movie?
But diba, that parang, actually sort of makes sense.
Diba, parang, why do I... You always have to pee the moment nanonood ka na ng movie.
Uh-oh.
Kaya I like that app, yung Run Pee.
What's run? The one that tells
you
whenever...
When the best time in the movie to go for a pee.
Don't tell Ishes. Del, listen to this. It's possible for a woman to become pregnant while she's already pregnant.
What?
But at the early stage.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
So, how does that happen?
How does that happen?
I mean, not the act, but... I mean, how...
No, how does that happen?
In the womb, how does it work? There's an extra egg cell?
Yeah, because
do they become twins?
If it's no.
No, not twins na.
Because it's possible that's happened, diba? Where was I reading that or I saw that? Sometimes, diba, it happens that even if you don't have twins in your side or your husband's side, you could still have twins if you have kids later in life for the woman.
Yeah.
Because it's the body's way of producing as many babies
as it still can.
Because it knows that menopause is approaching. Mm-hmm. So let's just say, you and I did it today, and I had two eggs that were released.
Yeah.
So what if one is fertilized by you, and then tomorrow I go on a date with Gino.
You floozy.
And then something
and
then it also gets fertilized. Diba?
Pero halos sabay. Hindi, I don't know. Hindi pong no, buntis ka na talaga.
Yeah, no.
And here's another question. Like, what if, so when you give birth, sabay na yung dalawa. It's parang not parang may natitira na isa.
Parang twins na siya. Same gestation.
Kasi,
or natitira pa rin.
Kasi what I know is,
alin ang matitira?
Oo.
Hindi, baka sabay.
Hindi, kasi what I know is, like, for example,
or susunod.
Am I gonna take you guys seriously or no?
No, seriously.
No, for example, Cooper's dad is a twin, but he's fraternal.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Neither his parents have twins in their families.
Yeah.
So the explanation was, given by the doctor, was at the time their mom had this pregnancy later in life, mm-hmm. which isn't so late mm-hmm. now when you think about it. She was 33.
Okay.
But this was decades ago.
Right.
So that was late then.
Then.
So the body was producing more eggs. And so, two eggs got fertilized at the same time.
Oh. Okay. Manvale says...
Pero yun nga, is it sabay?
Sila twins. Kasi yeah, it was fertilized sila. On the same, I guess.
But
same.
So, does that mean that one of the kids is underdeveloped?
No.
Hindi, kasi kunwari, like, let's just say...
Sabay silang men. Na
By two men, for example. Tama?
Hindi, kunwari, even if it's the same guy.
Same guy, but different deed.
Different time.
Different time.
Kumbaga ito,
let's say one
today,
is Monday,
tapos next is
Wednesday.
Next week.
Oh, same. Same pa rin.
Same pa rin, kasi matter of...
Weeks lang naman eh, hindi naman months.
Hindi, tsaka days. Especially yeah. kung days lang.
If it's like, kunwari, 2 months pregnant na siya, hindi na.
I don't know, huh? But I don't think so. Yeah. I don't
we
have
don't
the facts.
We don't know the limit of when it can still happen.
Because after a while, everything is untouched. You cannot touch anything in the womb. Mm. Once the cells start dividing and the babies are developing, the womb is like a fortress.
Yeah.
That
an impregnable fortress.
Yeah.
Well, pregnated before, impregnable after. Yeah. That it's so safe for the baby.
Yeah.
And Manvale was saying, back the fact. Did you know that the most influential uncircumcised man of all time is Alexander the Great?
Mm.
In terms of their globally.
Yeah.
Because I would think, like, Adolf Hitler for sure isn't. I'm sure he had a big influence. But I guess, ibang influence yung mga,
influence
yung mga before.
And hello, diba?
Talagang the whole globe.
Alexander the Great, had
grip.
He not succumbed to, like, that disease, would have taken over the entire world.
Yeah.
That's what they were saying.
Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
You know.
Because they were conquerors and they never stopped.
Yeah.
Right.
Satoragi says...
Sorry, there was also a fact just now, this morning, I guess by one of... Is it Fact Guide or Uber Facts that said Adolf Hitler's mother was thinking of aborting the baby, which was going to be Adolf.
Mm-hmm.
But he dissuaded her from getting one.
Oh, okay. And Satoragi says the hashtag in hashtag is technically called an octothorpe.
Octothorpe.
Mm-hmm. Just like the and is ampersand.
Ampersand.
Yeah, ampersand.
And
I always thought it was a number sign.
Well, octothorpe, but it only has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
No, but the tips. Is
eight.
If you look at that,
because I'm like thinking of the space.
Think of a square. Tas may eight na naka.
Listen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, an octothorpe.
Octothorpe.
Sentient Joy says, a scuba regulator was used to achieve the sound of Darth Vader's labored breathing.
That makes so much sense.
Manvale says...
And an electric fan.
Manvale says, Fred Jones of Scooby-Doo is voiced by Frank Welker, who was also the voice of Megatron.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
I watched the voice of Megatron when Transformers first came out. Yeah. I YouTube that guy who does
the
Megatron
voice. But I like Starscream
is
also the voice of Cobra Commander in G.I. Joe and the voice of some other guy in Visionaries. Mm-hmm. Like, they really just circulate.
Neil Yamato says, back the fact, in North Korea, the number of internet users is only 605. Wow.
Well, that's North Korea.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they need to control everything.
Yeah. And Paparazzi was saying, if you rub a sliced onion on your foot, within 30 minutes to an hour, you will be able to taste it in your mouth.
What?
But ang sarap experiment.
You rub an onion on your
foot? A raw onion on your foot, on the bottom of your foot. And so, within 30 minutes to an hour, you will taste it in your
pero
mouth.
Pero lasang paa na rin.
Onion lang. At saka don't eat anything else. Within 30 minutes to an hour.
So pag nakaapa ka ng... Just for onions. It just doesn't work onions. On anything else.
I think so. Just for onions.
Kasi hassle yun kung nakaapa ka ng...
Pupo.
Oo.
Sentient Joy says, the male porcupine showers the female with a long stream of urine before mating.
Golden.
Parang may na...
Kumukulden.
Parang meron na...
Kumukulden siya.
That's
where we get it
diba,
from.
No? Tadong Genius
no,
was saying...
No, but also because... They think they're property.
Yeah.
This female
You're
is
marking
mine.
Them.
You own them.
Yeah, I'm going
so
to
glad
have...
that we don't do that.
I'm so glad we don't do that.
Yeah.
Tadong Genius says, the names of Popeye's four nephews are Pip-Eye, Peep-Eye, Pop-Eye, and Poop-Eye.
Wow.
I don't remember nephews of his.
Neither do I. I remember Wimpy.
Yeah,
and
but
like
that's different.
Olive oil and Brutus.
Mad Mutt Mark says, formicophilia is the fetish of having insects crawl on your genitals.
Ew.
Ew, why would you want that?
Tsaka paano kung pumasok?
To have a cockroach on your...
Oh!
Or centipede.
Yikes!
Para maraming ano pa.
So solid.
Kangaroo...
Pag meron kang ano... Fetish.
Fetish.
My fetish ka.
Anto says, kangaroos use their tails for balance. So if you could actually sneak up behind a kangaroo and lift its tail off the ground,
it
won't be able to hop.
Aww.
But it's the same for most animals with tails. Like the cheetah.
Yeah.
It's
pang balance
nila talaga. Parang rudder ng boat.
Yeah.
Really? Like so if you hold the cheetah's... Pero like a dog, you can hold the tail and it'll still be fine.
Yung mga prominent tails.
Also in motion. That's when they use it most, not when they're stationary.
Yeah.
Oh, so like, let's just say a kangaroo is standing up. If you raise its tail, it won't naman fall down.
Yeah, it won't. But it won't be able to hop. Sentient Joy says, humpback whales create the loudest sound of any living creature and not the two-year-old kid sitting beside you on the plane. Because that's how it feels like. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 pack na facts comes from Kylie Gayahan Mo.
He says...
Bieber, as in Justin, is the Latin word for female genitals.
That makes so much sense, but I think that's a prank.
No, because I would think baka nga rin that's why we call it a beaver. Maybe because...
Let's see. Bieber, Latin translation. Of course, the internet slows down.
Diba? Because it kind of makes sense.
But hey, okay.
That's the slang for it. Eh?
While we're researching on that, can we just greet Krista's Anna happy birthday?
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
She goes, it'll make my extra day special if you do. So happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you. All right, so the top 10 pack and the facts, and thank you. It is still the top trending topic in the Philippines. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag pack and the fact.
Manila's hottest. Monster Radio RX93.1.
Best FM radio station.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, Part 4.
TMR. The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX93.1. Time for the final Top 10 for today. I really feel bad that we weren't able to read a lot of the entries. Just try to click on the hashtag. Hashtag pack na facts. So many interesting tidbits. Thank you. It's just so nice that we're ending the show with pack na facts as the top trending topic in the Philippines.
Nice.
Yay. Thank
nice.
You.
Nice. All right, let's start. And well, of course, we have to thank Mons for suggesting this.
Yeah, we loved it today.
We loved it. Let's start off with Trina. Walt Disney was afraid of mice.
I've heard of this.
And his most,
and his
popular,
most
character
popular character is
a mouse.
Wow.
Diba? That's really nice. Kylie Gayahan Mo says, in Sweden, you can rent police cars to park in front of your house to ward off thieves.
Mm.
Sataragi says, the queen owns all swans, bar none, within British soil.
That's weird.
You can't own a swan. It's owned
it's
by
all
the queen.
The queen's swans.
Keiko Bila says, the record for the most female O's is 134 in 1 hour.
Holy
moly.
That was the best hour of her life.
Grabe, no? Napaisip si Del.
Si Del, napatahimik eh. Yeah, in an hour, ha? Because 1:34 is impressive.
Good God.
Pero in an hour?
The guy that the girl was with should be made like public knowledge.
Wait, that's more than...
identity.
Wait a minute, is that even possible? Because there are only
60 minutes.
So 134 more than two in a minute?
Well, because those things don't last... Some
hindi,
of them.
Diba, kahit pa paano eh. Ba't dun sa mga ano, parang... I wouldn't know.
An O doesn't last a minute.
Hindi, pero kunyari. Oh,
it
diba,
can be just a few seconds.
1:34, diba? So,
you could have two.
Pero there would have to be some minutes na three.
Some minutes na three. Kasi 60 seconds, 134.
So every second, meron siyang between 2 to 3.
Yeah. Every minute.
Every minute.
And then, saka, diba, correct me if I'm wrong, because obviously I don't know what it feels like or what it's like. But is it boom, break, boom, or boom, boom, break, boom, 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 boom?
Mm-hmm.
The second part. Boom, 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 boom. Ganon.
Kasi diba,
parang imagine a firework tapos firework ulit.
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, unless women compare their O's with each other, and not that I have not had that conversation
with
anybody.
Girl. Yeah. Well, now is the time.
Kasi sa lalaki, diba, more of like, boom, 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 boom.
Hindi, it's boom.
Hindi, minsan meron mo ng boom, 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 boom.
Hindi, pero that's not the, no. Are we talking about the peak?
Yeah.
Just the peak.
Yeah. Diba minsan meron mo ng pum or pum pum or pum 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 pum.
Hindi, yung pum ang peak lang.
Yeah.
Technically, that's what we're talking about.
Build up pa rin
build yun. Build up pa rin yun eh. Ang sa guys kasi, pum!
Hindi, the actual...
Break.
The actual pum, it's not the first pum eh. Minsan it's the second and the third. That's the peak of the peak.
Hindi, but that's just...
Hindi, the highest point.
The highest point eh.
You only...
No, I mean the actual... Hirap kasi magko-code tayo.
Why?
Pero the actual... Sige, basta. Sige. We can talk about this off-air. Hindi ko ma-explain without using certain words.
For a girl kasi kaya yun eh.
Yung sunod, sabay-sabay.
Not sabay-sabay, pero like
dikit,
one
dikit,
after
dikit,
the
dikit,
other.
Yun, boom, I think dikit-dikit eh.
Sa atin like, kasi, boom. Boom.
Hindi kasi, ang sinasabi ko...
5 minutes.
Per boom, di ba per boom, it's made up of... Little poom.
Several little... Ah, okay.
Yun yung sinasabi
yeah,
ko na...
Yeah, but that's still just considered as one.
One poom. Oh, one poom lang yun. Talagang poom, naging poom na yung code natin for...
Poom na poom. Parang...
Tsaka, it is possible because with you guys...
Sa atin, matagal lang ano eh, yung recouping.
And of, girls may, have two kinds.
Yoshi break moon.
There are two kinds of O's.
Pooms na lang. Oh, sige.
Pooms.
Yeah, there are two.
Oh.
One is on the outside, one is on the inside.
Oh.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh.
So that could mean that...
That's awesome.
You could be getting one from without, and then one from within.
Mas nagsasalit-salit.
We're missing out on
within,
so much.
Within, within, without, without, within, without, without, within, without.
You know why women can have more of that? I mean...
Because there's so much going on down there?
That, and you obviously have to make it a little bit more for the woman because should it lead to pregnancy, she's in for a lot of pain.
Mm. Ah, okay.
I mean, it need... Because otherwise, I don't think we would like pain.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, yeah. In
pregnancy,
general.
Then birth, then raising them. It would be such an inducement to get women to do it. That's why... SEX is so pleasurable.
Can we just
type the nerves.
Pum pooming.
It's just so nice because hashtag the morning rush and hashtag pack na facts are the one and two top trending topics.
Oh, nice.
That is so cool.
And we're ending. Yay.
Ano ulit ang ano? Screen cap.
Control. Command shift 3 for the whole thing. Command shift 4 if you want just an area.
That's nice.
You'll have to hold command shift 4 with one hand. No. Okay. Use one hand. Left hand, command, shift, 4. Use your thumb to hold command. ring finger for... No, you hold it.
Okay.
Press and hold and then the cursor will come out.
How do you sound like someone?
And then, what?
Is that how your mom sounds like?
No. You get it?
Oh, and then?
Now you drag the square around whatever area it is that. Okay.
And then, that's it. Eh, but
okay.
And then I click it.
Ikaw na lang kaya.
Oo nga, ako na nga.
Why don't you just do it?
Ayun na, sige na. I click. Ayun na, it says there. Ah, okay. Ay, ang galing. Nag-click na yon. Okay. And also, from Don't Tell Ish, dying is illegal in Longyearbyen, Norway.
But what will they do to you?
Yeah, you're already dead.
Jail you? May kabaong naka-jail?
It's illegal.
Brindun says, the biggest high school in the world is Rizal High School in Kanyogan, Pasig.
Whoa, in the world?
In the world. Yeah, wow. I've heard of this. J.M. Naval says, studies show simply eating in a cafeteria automatically makes your food taste worse to you. I mean, it's a perception.
Oh. Mm.
J. Ryan says,
I like office cafeterias, though. Like, you know, those building cafeterias.
Yeah,
I love
they're
the
saucy.
Food.
Yeah. J. Ryan says, thinking about sex can help you hold your pee longer. Satoragi says, Socrates taught Plato. Plato taught Aristotle. Aristotle taught Alexander the Great.
Mm.
Lock on Strata says, Tsutsumi is the ancient ritual of packaging the weenus to offer to a lover. Don't Tell Ish says,
the weenus?
Yeah. I mean the...
Oh, okay, the word that rhymes with weenus.
Yeah. Don't Tell Ish says, no one knows who invented the fire hydrant because the patent was burnt in a fire.
That's ironic.
El Mitaño says, a actress person says, mas mahaba ang nota, like while singing, mas masakit sa lalamunan.
Oh, naman.
Oo, kasi sasakit talaga. Mapapaos ka. O. Robert says, Steve Jobs' reported last words were, oh wow, oh wow, oh wow.
As he was dying?
As he was dying. And Don't Tell Ish says, the U.S. flag that was placed on the moon is now just a white sheet due to bleaching from sunlight.
Oh.
And the top, Pac na Facts, comes from El Mitaño.
He says,
the Mexican language Zoque Ayapaneco is the most endangered language in the world because only two people speak it fluently and they recently fought and are not talking to each other. So now they're the only two people who can actually speak the language.
But they don't speak it
anymore.
But
they don't speak to each other. They refuse to talk to each other. All right, so the top 10 Pack na Facts. Thank you very much. It's just wonderful that we're trending 1 and 2 in the Philippines.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
What about us? Do you have one? After all that, it's so corny. Whatever I know in my head will be so
this
corny.
This one is...
Ito si Uber Fact Girl to.
Actually.
I know. All I had to do was to check my favorites and everything that I like to...
Really?
Yeah. Here's one. Most lip balms, and this is true.
Yeah.
And you'll notice it if you ask different people.
Yeah.
They will say, oh, nga no. Okay. So most lip balms are made with salicylic acid crystals, an ingredient that causes your lips to peel, so you use more lip balm.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Well, that sort of makes sense from a company standpoint.
Yeah, to make them... Keep buying it.
Keep buying it.
But you'll notice that people who always have lip balms in their pockets.
Yeah.
They always say that. Parang it's a cycle that feeds itself.
Yeah.
Ah, ako kasi, I don't have it.
And here's one because we talked about
sige, it. Sige, sige. Ikaw ang ano eh, mistress of Uber facts.
In August 2010, there was a traffic jam in China that lasted for 10 days with cars moving as low as as long as half a mile per hour.
Half
so
a mile.
So the
wow.
traffic lasted for 10 days.
Oh my God.
I've heard that it also happens a lot in Bangkok. They say it's even worse than Manila.
Wow.
I mean in our region.
And then one last?
Yeah.
For you guys, para tigisa.
Sige.
Okay, did you know that talking to yourself actually makes you smarter?
Oh!
They tested this with people who were sent on an errand to go to the grocery. And they noticed that the people who just didn't say anything usually forgot and didn't make good choices.
Right. Yeah.
People who were mouthing it and who were saying it under their breath would, one,
remember
all the things
that they needed to buy.
Make better choices when they're... which item they're buying, which brand. So talking to yourself actually makes you.
And because, di ba, when you're remembering something,
you just say it out loud
under your breath. Yeah. So Gino, when he was trying to memorize a phone number, he kept saying it over and over again.
So it does make you look crazy, but it can make you smart.
So if everybody, as in promise, you will spend hours just reading all the entries,
right?
Because they're so good. Just
all the little factoids.
Use
click
hashtag.
On hashtag pack my facts. It's just so cute.
All right,
it's so much fun to read.
Thanks
go for it.
Thanks for a great morning.
I know.
All right. Let's see you guys tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
The Morning Rush, Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush, RX 93.1.